Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 480 on June the 17th, 2018. I am your host, Mark Wright, also known as Mechanics on Twitter, Xbox, PlayStation and everything else really. So it's nice and easy to get hold of me. And I am joined by... Yes, that's right, no one. I am on my own tonight. It is Father's Day and everyone is off doing fatherly things and visiting family or away, like Robin, who is in Amsterdam, getting high and visiting the red light district, as you do. I've seen the pictures, Robin, you don't have to lie to me. Anyway, I don't like to break the consistency of a podcast, so I thought I'd just put out a quick little show, just basically to run down what I thought of my top 5 E3 games, what I've seen and what I want, and also a quick rundown of what I've been playing. So, but first off, let me do the housekeeping. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, normally, not this week, obviously. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, on mixer.com/OC Podcast, and on youtube.com/Overseas Connection Podcast. That's the only name they'd let me have, Greg. I'm sorry, it's not my fault. We have new Twitch followers. We have Moraxif Atkins 22. Sorry if I've butchered that name. Nerd Allegiance, D Dutch Guy. Welcome to our Twitch channel. Thank you for following us. I don't know about any birthdays or anything because I've not got access to that stuff. But we do have a speak pipe from 2 weeks ago. Sadly, we didn't play this because we've been doing our E3 specials for the past couple of weeks. So I apologise. But this is from Mickey Mouse's drunken cousin. And I know who you are. I recognise your voice. So here's a speak pipe.
You're right there, OC Podcast. This is just a quick message right now to say that I really enjoy all of the games and you play them and all of that and like, talk about it and stuff, right? And I think that I hope that the OC podcast starts making a bit of money because then, like, maybe that Greg DeLacy might have enough money to buy some sleeves because he's always wearing them bloody, like, tank top things like his action man. But anyways, like, about the games and stuff, right, I was thinking, if you, like, could bring back one game from back in the day, what game would it be? I think I would bring back, like, one of them, what's that game called, like, lines and that. Like, oh, yeah, Pong, I mean, Pong, mate, remember Pong? Pong was a game, wasn't it? What a game, what a game, what a mighty good game. Anyway, like, I'm out now. Bye. Oh, gee, guys. I don't know what happened there.
Thank you very much for that, Mickey Mouse's drunken cousin. It was very interesting, and your accent changed dramatically throughout that speak pipe, so well done. So what I'll do, Mickey Mouse's drunken cousin, is we will forward that onto the next week's show when the whole crew is here, and then we'll answer your question that way. I hope that's okay. Anyway... right, okay, let's get on to what I've been playing. I have had some Division hype since E3, so I've revisited The Division and got back into the end game. Got the extra new content, what they've released past couple of times, the updates, and there's new shields now, which has just come out this past week after E3, which you earn for doing certain things like so many boss kills and things like collecting stuff and everything. Now, luckily, these shields are retrospective, and you can earn some shields from your previous game time. And I got one of the shields straight away, and I'm working on another one, which is the boss kills. You have to get 10 named bosses in one area, 10 named bosses in another area, and the hardest one, 10 named bosses in the Dark Zone, which is a bitch. But anyway, these shields, as well as getting proficiency crates and loot drops, you also get progress towards Division 2, which got me tempted again. Now, I have to say, this game is still hard as nails on the highest tier, which I'm playing on the tier 5, so I'm gear score 288 now, and some of these missions, they're okay until you get to the last section, the final boss fight, like the daily mission I tried last night, and you've got the main boss, who's level 34 badass, and he's got like 3 or 4 other guys who are also badass boss type enemies with the yellow line, so you know the hard enemies, and they're all level 34 too, and I was getting decimated last night. I got quite frustrated, and I ended up having to quit out without finishing the daily mission, because it was just too hard solo. So, as a team, probably obviously going to be a bit easier for a bit of teamwork, but yeah, solo, hard as nails. But I did get quite a bit of XP and everything, and a few kills, so it all helps towards the shields. The other game I've played is a PS4 exclusive, and this is down to my good friend Kyle Adams, who has very kindly lent me God of War.
Only fire when I tell you to fire.
I'm sorry.
Do not be sorry. Be better.
Now, I've been wanting to play this for a while, and I just haven't had the funds, and Kyle shot me a message over on WhatsApp and said, I've got this game, but I've just not time to play it yet, and he's got various things going off, a little thing called getting married next week. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so he posted up the God of War to me, and when I came back from my little short break, I've started it this past week, and I have to say, it is absolutely bloody awesome. It is fantastic. I love it. It's on par, if not better, than Horizon Zero Dawn and The Last of Us for me. And The Last of Us was my game of a generation for the PS3, Xbox 360 era. So that's high praise indeed. I'm not that far into it, but I've played enough to know what the game is like. I've played about 5-6 hours. After all that time, I'm only level 2. It's a very slow progression system when we're leveling. But it has got a lot of RPG elements in it now, unlike the old hack and slash days of the God of Wars. Which I did play one. I've got the others, but I've not played them yet, sorry. But yeah, you can level up your armour, you can craft armour, your Leviathan axe, you can put runes in it and upgrade that. So there's a lot of progression, a lot of thing. And the game itself, the combat is just absolutely sublime. The axe is a joy to use. It graphically looks amazing. The sound is fantastic. The voice acting, the guy who does Kratos is Christopher Judge from Stargate series. So as you know him, he's a great guy, a great actor. He does a fantastic job. And I love the amount of times he calls his son Atreus, boy. And here's a little clip.
Get in the boat, boy. Boy.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. I told you, boy. Boy.
Boy.
No place for a boy.
So I've heard this game is about 30 hours long, and like I say, I'm only about 5 hours in, but I am trying to cover all the areas and pick up all the collectibles and do all the side missions. Now, some of the areas I can't get to. There's like special vines you can't cut or burn to get to certain chests. There's areas which have got this like red glowing thing what I can't get to. So I'm presuming it's going to be a bit, yeah, in a like a Metroidvania style where you have to revisit areas like from your Zeldas on your Darksiders games. I reckon that once I get a certain power or skill, I'll better revisit these areas and then get access to these crates and sections where I can't actually get into now. And I am going to want to get as many trophies and completionists on this game as I can, because like I say, it's such a sublime game. The way he interacts with his son and the way the character works is really good. You actually control when the boy shoots his arrows. He also has, once you start leveling him up a little bit, he can jump onto enemies and attack them to distract them while you're attacking from the front. When you're climbing high ridges, he'll jump on your back, and it's all completely automatic. You don't have to faff about with it. It just works really, really well. So like I say, I'm not that far into it yet, so I know I'm going to have a lot more to talk about this game in future podcasts. What I will say, however, is this is making my launch PS4 sound like a 747 taking off. It is making my PS4 work its frigging ass off. The fans are going full belt, and I am worried it's going to burn out my PS4. I do eventually want, if I can afford it, which I can't at the moment, money's been tight for a while now, I would love a PS4 Pro because I've got the 4K monitor now, and I feel like I'm losing out a bit. Although, the standard PS4 does have HDR now, and God of War has HDR enabled, and it does look amazing in HDR. The lighting, the effects from when you're in a cave, and there's the torches with a fire, and there's, in certain areas, there's like special magical glowing things to spread the light. The lighting is just unbelievable. It's such a beautiful game, and I would highly recommend this to any PS4 player. So, yeah, so that's God of War. So, for next week's show, I would love it if you would email in at podcast@ocpod.com or give us a SpeakPipe, which is speakpipe.com/the_OC. And let us know what you thought of E3, which were your highlights, were your best games, and which conference you thought won out the whole of E3. So, if you listened last week on our midweek podcast on Wednesday, we did an E3 roundup. And we voted that Microsoft won out E3 this year. We all graded it the highest, and it was an average of everyone, and it won, and quite rightly so. And that's not because we're all Xbox fanboys. If you remember, I was originally more PS4 before Xbox, but I have switched my allegiance somewhat. I still love my PS4. Anyway, get that out of the way. But Nintendo sucks. Their press conference this year was terrible, and I genuinely fell asleep this year watching it. Absolutely, 100%, no lie, I nodded off because it was boring as shit, because I have no interest in Smash Brothers. Anyway, moving on. Sadly, there's no proper gaming news because it's all E3 stuff, and we've been through it countless times. Every gaming news website you look on, it's all E3 this, E3 that. So there's no proper gaming news to run through this week. So hopefully next week when we have our proper show back on track, there'll be some news. I can't do the new releases either because their website, the link we have, is not working. I'm getting the old classic 404 error. So I can't even give out new releases this week. Very sorry about that. But yeah, tune in next week. Hopefully it'll be back on track there too. Right, let's get to it. These are my E3 top 5 games, what I want the most out of E3, and these are my choices, these are what I want to play, but not the other guy's choices. These are all mine, so if you've got any problems, direct all your anger to Greg DeLacy. Thank you very much. Right, here we go. So at number 5, I've chosen Anthem, which I know is a bit controversial because it's getting a lot of positive and negative press, but the gameplay we saw, I did like the look of, I do like BioWare, I do like the look of the RPG elements in this, the combat looks quite interesting, and yeah, I know we haven't seen much of it, but I am excited for this game and I can't wait to see more. So yeah, that's my number 5, Anthem. Number 4 is Just Cause 4. Now, I love the Just Cause series, I've played all the games. I finished 1 and 3, I've not finished 2, I'm halfway through, because it was a bit balls hard, but I'm going to revisit that now, it's backward compatible. But yeah, I played the hell out of Just Cause 3, I think I had about 60 hours in that, and I really loved it. And this one looks more of the same, but better, if you know what I mean. It looks really good on the trailers, and what I do like about it is watching the interviews with the developers, Avalanche Studios, they have a new game engine for it, or modify their game engine, so there's more physics to it, which is, the physics were ace anyway, with the grapple hook and the tethers, sending things flying around, it was just so much fun, but in this there's like new weather effects, there's tornadoes and stuff, and it just looks like it's going to be a complete riot, So yeah, check out the trailer for that if you haven't seen it, and it looks really good. So yeah, Just Cause 4 is my number 4. At number 3, I've already mentioned that it's made me revisit the first game, and that is The Division 2. I've played a lot of The Division, and I mean a lot. I was looking last night when I was playing again at my characters. I think my first character was about 6 days worth of gameplay on there. My second character's got about 2 days. And I've got a third character, what I've just started, so I've got about 6 hours on it. So, yeah, I've got a lot of hours into The Division. So, yeah, it did hook me when this released originally in March of 2 years ago. And I've played a lot of it with my friends and a lot of it solo, and it is really good. So Division 2 has got to be on my radar, and it looks really good from what we've seen. I didn't like the usual bullshit Ubisoft scripted stuff like they do, where, oh yeah, let's go check out this area, oh yeah, watch out, there's enemies on your back. People don't talk like that when they're gaming, so we all know it's scripted, but it does look really good. And confirmed, Greg, you can close car door still, so keep your pants on, man. So my number 2 choice, and this made us all, apart from Kim, make our pants really wet. We were watching and broadcasting the live conference from Microsoft. And it was myself, Robin, and Phil. And this game came on, and we all immediately man-weed. And that is Forza Horizon 4. And it's set in Britain, yeah! But it looks absolutely amazing. It looks so realistic. The settings looked amazing, the cars looked amazing, 6R4s, the metros, the old B-class metros, racing through the British countryside in all the mud and the grit. Oh man, this game looks so good. And guess what? It's on Game Pass. If you've got Game Pass, you get this game as part of your subscription, which is an absolute Brucey bonus. For those in America, a Brucey bonus is something Bruce Forsyth did, bless his soul. Anyway, so yeah, that's my number 2. And my number 1 game, which also was controversial this year at E3, is The Last of Us Part 2. The controversy being the violence, and yes, that lesbian kiss. Now, a lot of people didn't play the DLC, Left Behind. And if they had have played that, they would have known. And if they had have played this DLC, they would know of Ellie's sexual preferences, or the inklings towards her sexual preferences in her early teens, because it went through this in the game, in the DLC pack. So it wasn't much of a surprise to me, but to some, they all thought it was shock factor having this on screen on a press conference. But I thought it was edgy, and graphically, it was the best kiss I've seen on a thing, because usually mouths on a video game, they're the worst thing to animate, because either the teeth are wrong, the tongue's wrong, you can see through the mouth and see the inner workings of the framework of the models. But yeah, this was graphically amazing. But the voice acting again looks top notch. The Last of Us was my, I've said it before, my game of a generation on the last gen consoles. I absolutely loved that game. I have got it, the remastered version on PS4, and I have to admit, I've not played it yet. But I will do before this new one comes out. The reason I haven't played it yet is because I've got that many games I haven't played, and because I've already played this, I managed to pick it up cheap in a sale once anyway on disc, just to keep and prosper, because it's so good. Anyway, I'm digressing. Last of Us 2, yeah, the trailer showed a lot of violence and gore, but if you imagine this post-apocalyptic world, just like The Walking Dead, things like this, they're going to happen. And this is the reality of life. It's survival, and you've got to do what you have to do to survive. And that's what Elliot and Joel are going to do. Now, an interesting note I've picked up on is you didn't see Joel in the trailer. So is he in the game? Is he not in the game? We don't know. Time will tell. But yeah, this is shaping up to be an absolute stonker of a game, and I can't wait for it. So yeah, that is my roundup for E3 2018, my top 5 games. If you have any opinions on that, if you want to give me your top 5, just email the show, podcast@ocpod.com, tweet me, at Markanix on Twitter, or send us a speakpipe.com/the_OC. And sadly, that's it. It's, like I say, it's a short and sweet show this week. I'm all by myself, and there's not that much news because it's just been all E3. And I've only played a couple of games, so I might as well round it out. I want to do a couple of shout-outs. First one is to the complete podcast team. All you guys, I love you to bits. You're my podcast family, and our E3 coverage this year, I think, has been great. I've enjoyed doing it. I've enjoyed doing the edits and everything, and the live shows, and I'm just absolutely honoured to be part of this podcast team. I love it. Thank you very much for having me, and I hope we keep going for years and years to come. We're not that far off show 500 as well, which is going to be one of the massive milestones in podcast history. Not many shows get to 500, so yeah, can't wait for that. Another few months and we'll be there. My other shout out is to Kyle Adams for lending me God of War. Thank you very much, Kyle. I really appreciate it. You're such a nice bloke, and I can't wait to meet you again. I've met you a few times now at E3s and at the Arcade Club. And I want to also give you my best wishes for your wedding next week. There's quite a few weddings this year. There's Mike Chin's, there's John Mouse's, and Kyle's. So yeah, Kyle's is first at the end of June. So have a wonderful day, and I hope you have many happy years to come. A lot of people don't agree with marriage these days anymore, but for me personally, I love being married. I've been married a very long time. In fact, on the 26th of June this year will be my 25th wedding anniversary. 25 years. And as I keep telling my wife, you get less for murder. So there you go. So yeah, all the best, Kyle, for the big day. And obviously to Sam as well, who's his future wife. And I want to give a big shout out to my son, Jason, and my granddaughter, Mia, for the lovely Father's Day cards I got today. And a beautiful little cupcake with Dad on it. It was delicious and it was very sweet. So thank you very much. Right, I'll leave you with a few sound clips from the top 5 games I've picked from E3 this year, and then I'll roll the outro music, and we'll see you same time, same bat channels, next Sunday. Thank you very much.
The wall. It's our armor. It protects us from what lies beyond. But out there, you either live with the choices you make or die trying to change them. The story doesn't end here. It's just the beginning.
I was born to fight wars that no army could win. There was no fear, no failure. But the rules have changed. The enemy changed. No one was ready for it.
The Black Hand. They are the world's most powerful private army. But even they should fear what they've created. This isn't a war, Rico. This is survival.
Getting shot at? All the time.
Washington, D.C., the most heavily protected city on Earth.
Within its limits, 177 foreign embassies, 550 elected officials, and 23,000 military personnel. In the event of an attack, critical personnel are evacuated, underground shelters open, while complex defense systems patrol the sky.
But nothing stopped the virus. 27 days after Patient Zero, Washington fell. It began with riots on K Street, then shootings in the National Mall. Troops withdrew to bunkers. Civilians were left in the streets.
America is on the brink of collapse. But some people have survived. Gardens grow on rooftops, their fences patrolled with rifles. In communities that live under constant siege, survival has taken the form of urban warfare.
Centuries ago, on this very soil, brother fought brother, spilling blood to forge the United States. History is threatening to repeat itself.
Now, in the heat of summer, 6 months after the outbreak began, a remnant of a corrupt state lurks in the shadows, ready to engage in a new civil war.
Agents of the division are the only ones standing against it.
But how do you save a nation when its enemies come from within?
Shot her down, went back home, jumped into bed, 44 pistol under my head. I woke up in the morning about 9:30, hacks in the buggy standing in line, jets and gamers standing around, taking little city to a burial ground.
I hate these things.
Tell me about it.
Your old man really laid into me today.
What happened?
Another big lecture about my patrols. Don't go here, don't go there. It's funny how involved he gets whenever you're scheduled to go out.
Yeah.
She's putting on quite the show.
I give you guys 2 weeks until you're back together.
Not gonna happen. She, say something to you?
Make it 1 week.
Ellie! Hey! What took you so long?
Oh, well, I'm here, aren't I?
Dina?
Jesse.
Come on.
Hey, don't forget we leave at first light, so get some rest.
Yes, sir.
You're such a dick. Come on. Why don't you start with me? Okay, I have a very serious question for you. How bad do I smell? Like a hot pile of garbage?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
how about that?
Gross. You love it. Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Or not. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl, not a threat.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.